What is up, FIFA Tears, and welcome back to the Free Foot Tears podcast. This time, for the first time since FIFA 23 is officially out, how are you all doing this week?
Yeah, doing pretty good. Excited for getting into the new game and seeing some of the new features, I guess, really. I mean, we know how packs work. We know all that sort of stuff. Just looking forward to seeing some of the new parts.
Yeah, I happened to catch a cold right at the opportune moment where FIFA 23 comes out, and obviously one be doing streams and stuff like that, and I'm planning on doing a 24-hour one as well on the 30th, so better get over this quite quickly.
Yes, indeed. You got what I've got from last week. I still kind of have this week, but I think let's rewind a bit to last week when the web app came out, and I think we can all say it was absolutely perfect, wasn't it? Nothing wrong with it at all.
No, the smoothest engine I've ever seen. Hang on a minute. No, it wasn't. It was typical standard EA. I mean, so as far as, you know, getting into the web app and picking your team and doing all that stuff, absolutely fine. When it came...
Whoa. You say getting into the web app, fine.
So, yeah, initially, I do understand people were having some problems. I didn't load in until after the problems were resolved, to be fair.
It was everyone anticipated it would be out at a certain time, and it just wasn't.
Yeah, but if you believe that, then I think that was a bit naive, to be fair.
Hmm. Yeah, that's more on everyone else than actually EA for once. Probably gonna, you know, give it a little bit of slack there.
Yeah, but yeah, after that, when people wanted to start doing some things on the game, i.e., the thing that people want to do in the web app most of all is they want to try and make some coins to do the SBCs, to then make some more coins. Well, this year they couldn't do that. The SBCs available are untradeable. Not only that, you couldn't submit some of them because they'd messed up with the chemistry and messed up on the algorithm, and yeah, you just said it failed to submit SBC sometimes, and yeah, that was brilliant. Really good start.
I mean, I would just like to say right now, on the fact that the advanced SBCs are untradeable, I think personally there's a little bit of positive side from it. I'm going to see it from the other side of the coin, basically. So, yes, people wanted it to be tradable. However, by them being untradable helps the market a little bit as well, meaning that your players are hopefully going to be a bit more valuable for hopefully a little bit longer, or during this phase at least, until everyone starts spending their FIFA points. You probably might be able to get a little bit bang for your buck if you happen to open up a tradable pack and then getting something decent. So at least you might be able to get a little bit more in terms of your coins. And then also the other thing is the quality of the packs have improved, because now you're getting a 100k pack at the end of two of them, which in previous years you wouldn't have got as well. So there's that factor to put into the equation as well. Yeah.
No, I definitely agree that the up in the pack value, I suppose, was definitely a good thing, and I think a lot of people will be happy with that, especially as, like, what that does is, I suppose, if you pack a banger, or not even a banger, if you pack like an average player but who's usable really in the game, it gives you that kind of, you don't have any choice but to use them until you may be going to consider them for the first big SBC in terms of fodder. Which really, I mean, yes, we'll talk about one that's out already, but like, I mean, that to me isn't a big SBC, but it's like, you know, the people will say, hold on to that now, stick them in their starter squad, and maybe like build something that, give it like 2 weeks time, like you say, after they've built packs, done some SBCs and things, that team will probably look completely different. But for now, you know, if some people packed, say, I don't know, a Marcus Llorente or something, wouldn't usually have used that kind of player, but he looks pretty usable. He's not badly priced this year. He's not quite the beast that he was last year for people that managed to pack him. He's gone down a bit, but he looks usable until, you know, and then they might go, so they might go Spanish, they might go Serie A, La Liga, whereas actually, you know, in two or three weeks' time, the inevitable will happen and that'll just be a Prem team.
Yes, pretty much. And also that example of Llorente, he can play right wing, I believe it is, centre mid or right back with his position changes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So versatile.
Definitely versatile. Yeah, definitely. And like when we say about, you know, he's not stupidly expensive at this time, so I don't think a lot of people would necessarily be looking to get rid of him in terms of making coins, but he's what, only three stats off Hullet Gang? So he's a nice card to maybe use at this early stage of the game. I definitely, you know, he's sitting at 64k now, bearing in mind we're in a new time of a combined market. And he will always, actually, to be fair, he's 64k, which is just, he's risen today. Massively.
Most players have risen today.
He was 40k and he's risen to 69k, 64k this evening. So,
Haaland was about 50k yesterday, and when I sold him, he was about 120. So
nice.
Players are generally rising today. How it's going.
Yeah, which will last all the way maybe now for the next day or so before people spend their moolah.
I mean, people have already started spending their moolah. The game is available via the 10-hour trial. We did manage to get it slightly early as a result of that. Not normally the week, but we have got it in our hands now that we're able to play as we go. Who are some of your big pulls then that you've got on the web app during those early days? Because as I mentioned, I got Haaland. I think everyone's heard me say, by the way, I packed Haaland, if you didn't know.
Yeah, well, I think you were quite excited about that just because you'd actually mentioned about using the guy, like trying to see whether, because it's one of those things where we anticipate, given his stature, that he eventually will become not unusable, but a player that won't be considered the meta. Sorry, that's the right way to say it. And so I think that was sort of why you were excited to use him, which is you know, completely just. But it's nice that in doing that, you got to pack him. I know that now, obviously, since then, you've sold him for coins, but you have to do what you got to do right now, because at the end of the day, he's only going to go down, essentially.
Yeah. I expect him to drop. I did get usage out of him. I did make a video on it, but I can't upload it at the moment because my computer is utterly trash. So what we're going to do is touch on some more of your guys' ones. Merz, did you pack anyone good?
It's like EA played a practical joke on me with my best player that I've packed so far. I don't know, because the problem is with something that we're going to touch on a bit later, which is like obviously the price ranges of some of the players. So I don't know what this true value is at the moment for this player because of his price range. But I packed Varane and he's already gone from my club. I submitted him straight into an SBC. There's no way I'm letting that guy stay in my bloody club. Mr. Tumble, get away. However, to be fair, on the account that I packed him on, it doesn't matter because it was the Arsenal past and present.
Makes sense.
You know, it doesn't matter too much there.
It just means you're a bit further away from the icons.
As for, in terms of rating, I did get my only walkout in a preview pack, which was Toni Kroos, who, again, has a broken price range. So, can't really sell him until that's sorted.
Yeah, my one's broken price range as well. I've got two Kevin Trapps.
Okay.
Who's 50k turns out, supposedly.
Yeah, so my broken player, I got Upamecano, who's 40,250 coins, because his starting price is 40k. So he's one of those for me. The next best player I packed was Renato Sanchez. I got him in one of the packs that was like a two-player upgrade thing, but it was tradable. And he was worth about 26k at the time. He's now up to 37. So, yeah, not too bad. But other than that, no no great pulls. I think like I've got like an untradeable Mason Mount and a couple of other players that I can like start to maybe look to build a start a team with, but at the moment it's not my priority.
The only other real person of note I got was Frank Kessie. That's one of the ones I got. I don't know what he is now, but I know at the time he was worth about 7k, so I'm expecting him to be about 20-30.
Yeah, he's good. He's going up in price. However, to be fair, I think his price might be a little bit affected by Timmy TikToks, because today I've been seeing like these videos of TikTokers suggesting who to invest in, and
yes,
some of the players that they're suggesting and prices that they might rise to. I can't believe some of these people are so gullible. Like, one of them's Declan Rice, and he's like, the TikToker's claiming that they'll go up to 12k.
Interesting. But was there any reason behind it, or just...
It's clearly the TikToker's obviously gone and brought, like, a load of these particular players.
I meant if they've given, like, at least attempted to give a reason.
No. It's so... just literally, like, a screenshot with, like, four different players and saying, this guy's going to rise up to 12k, 24k, like, that sort of thing.
Declan Rice to 12k when he's 2.3, based on everybody else's rise right now, seems very, very unlikely.
Yes, so, to then go a bit more, let's say a bit more on topic now, let's say some of the solutions for SBCs are a bit dodgy. And the SBCs themselves are a bit dodgy. Supposedly, they are now tradable, the advanced SBCs, or at least visually. I'm not 100% on this, but from what I gather now, the advanced SBCs are now tradable on console.
No, it's a visual glitch.
Although it may just be a visual glitch.
It's a visual glitch. It's been confirmed.
Yeah, it has been confirmed. Okay. At the time, I hadn't seen confirmation, so that writes that one off.
Oh, yeah. Jumbo...
Yeah. It's a visual glitch.
But so in the brackets of the actual individual SBC, so say for instance here on the hybrid leagues, it says give me 5-7 league boots, the whole 9 yards, first 11, exchange a squad with exactly 5 leagues, untradeable reward. So it there does say it there. It doesn't say it on the pack. However, part they might not get away with. Oh no, to be fair, I was going to say, so it doesn't say it on the front where the Jumbo Rare Players Pack is, but if you actually look at the description, it says solve these puzzles by exchanging multi-league squads that increase in difficulty, untradeable rewards. So they are going to cover themselves to not have to reimburse people who say, hang on, my reward didn't say it was a untradeable pack. Because technically it does, just not on the pack.
There's also a new SBC out that's a 78 plus gold player award. I can see it's an early access, I guess, player pick. You got to submit gold only players for midfield and striker, and you get, as I say, a 78 plus rated player back. I did one, and I can't even remember his name. It might have been Toloi,
Raphael Toloi,
Bergamo, yeah. Bergamo Calcio, or as they're normally known, Atalanta.
I just did one just to sort of test the waters and see what they're like, and I got who you would refer to as the GOAT.
Oh, you got André Silva.
I did get André Silva.
It's worthwhile then.
Yeah.
Make sure you're on that. Make sure you get on that in a heartbeat.
Have you cracked any of these packs yet, Merz?
No.
You stay away?
I haven't really had much time. No, it's not a case I'll stay away. I will probably do them. I just think at the moment, when I start cracking open the packs with the FIFA points and stuff, then I'll probably start like doing some of these, like, to, because then I've got players in the club. Because at the moment, I don't really have that much to send into SBCs.
No, are you planning on just using the 4-6, or are you going for more?
No. Luckily, I've been gifted money and stuff, so. Out of my own pocket, no, I'm not spending money. However, I am going to load up 24,000 FIFA points.
Plus 24?
Yeah, so two lots of 12Ks and the and then 4,600 on top of that.
Yeah, I'm opening maybe the 5-1 on top of it, maybe. Not much more.
I've currently got 30,000 loaded. And the 4-6 when that comes out at midnight. So that'll be at the start. We'll see how it goes.
Because I had somebody ask me, oh, like, what would be a good amount of coins to expect from, like, 12k FIFA points? And it's like...
How long's a piece of string?
Yeah, exactly. It's a very hard one.
Normally you end up... I think if you discard everything, you normally end up getting, like, somewhere between 80 to 100k normally. Yeah. Maybe 120. I think
it's more on the year. The question more for people would be, like, what do you want to do with those cards? Because... Like Luke said, you can take that avenue of if you need coins, so say like content creators and stuff and that, I've seen plenty of them, especially the EA game changers who have had the game for a little while, pretty much just selling like the expensive pulls and discarding everything else and selling their position modifiers and things like that. But anybody else might want to take a different route, like myself, for instance. So I haven't done the advanced SBCs at the moment. So I will open all my packs and send everything, and any dupes I will probably either sell them or discard them depending on their value. But then I'll go and do the SBCs and hopefully won't have to spend many coins because I'll have a club full of players that can be used. Hopefully, obviously, the idea is that I'll be able to pack somebody in those packs that will be able to be used in my team, because obviously, as we said, they are untradeable rewards. And then... off that, then if I want to do some gold upgrades, I can, because at the start of the game, I personally think at the start of the game, gold upgrades are pretty OP. So I might do that. If not, I might wait till Friday to do some gold upgrades and open them for One to Watch.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, talking of One to Watch, there is one more SBC that is currently out, and it is for a One to Watch player. So it's not normal for a One to Watch player to be out before the promo is, but we do have ourselves Mr. Angel Di Maria.
Yes.
Now, normally, this would be viewed as a shoo-in, easy, get this done, they're going to get the upgrade, it's Juve. But now, you have to say, oh, it's Juve.
Yes.
Juve are very much struggling. They lost to Monza.
Well, if you look at the stats after 7 games, because I looked at this, they've 1-2, drawn 4, lost 1. So if that's from 7, like that, if you add 1 onto that, like they might scrape 3 wins.
Yeah,
maybe at a push.
Yes.
The only thing I would say about him is I know that he was very influential in a game not so long ago for them.
Also,
I will
also
find
another
said game.
Another thing we need to factor in, based off ones to watch, is we do need to remember it does include international duty for the World Cup, I believe. So if
yes.
Argentina do well, get himself an upgrade there.
And it's only one win as well. So even if you're an average country, you might still at least get that upgrade, because unless you're really like wooden spoon team in a group, then yeah, that might not be the case. But for most of the top nations, I'd say it should be hopefully a guarantee. You would hope that they would at least win one.
Yeah, and I think Argentina at the moment are looking well as one of the favourites.
Who've they even got in their group?
It was actually the first game he scored and assisted in the first game against Sassuolo.
Okay.
But yeah, since then, obviously, they have done very, very poorly.
Yes, indeed. They're it's shocking, Juve, really. But the one team you might struggle in terms of that is if there's any English players that get ones to watch, because Christ, that game the other day could have put you to sleep. If you've got insomnia, go watch England at the moment. You might be all right.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, we can touch on that, I suppose. Why not, hey? Whilst we currently are playing Germany as we record this, and that is a bore 0-0 at the moment. It's it's a little worrying going into a big tournament that so far we don't look like we have any creativity. Because it's one of the things where I would say, I don't know, we should flourish in. We've got plenty of midfielders and attackers. I was, you know, more worried about what our defensive line was going to look like. But it turns out, what's the point in if you can't actually get a goal?
It's exactly what I said about Chelsea and the Champions League. You know, it's planning on being that team that gets one goal, sit on it. We go one down, what happens?
If it gets the penalties, you know our track record.
Bring on Maguire.
Yeah. That was an incredible penalty, to be fair.
It really was. Is there anything you're excited for, particularly in the coming weeks for FIFA? What are you sort of... But when I say promo, what are you looking forward to promo-wise, do you reckon? Are you thinking rule breakers, or are you thinking there's going to be something interesting between now and Once to Watch?
Well, not between now and Once to Watch, because obviously... Yeah. Between then and Once to Watch. Well, it's a very interesting situation, because I've been hearing rumours about One to Watch going to only be 1 week.
Right.
And not 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I can't, from people, what they've been saying, I kind of get it a little bit, because of the World Cup, they're kind of sounding like they might want to rush through certain promos.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, when the World Cup comes out, obviously, then they can put, like, I guess, like, World Cup-focused, like, promos and stuff. So, like, maybe ones to watch, like, or Road to the Final-esque things, but only for that, like, 4 weeks. Which means, obviously, it's going to be that, then the Halloween-themed thing, but obviously it's not Ultimate Scream anymore, because obviously it's a holiday thing, and they don't want to be associated with holidays anymore, so yeah, yes. It'll be rule breakers.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like they are geared up more towards the World Cup this year. I feel like there's some big plans behind the scenes that we kind of can expect to see, especially with, obviously, the World Cup hero cards that we've sort of already... seen in motion. There was one actually on Footbin. I think it was Lucio's was on there today, and one of the top popular players things. It was in there for some reason. So and
Lucio's got some issues, I think, as
well.
Well,
I'll mention him for a couple of reasons. So yeah, so it showed his World Cup hero card, and obviously we know from them that they are going to be Marvel. Themed, I suppose, is the right word. So they're not going to be, for all intents and purposes, like wearing a cape or have superpowers. But their dynamic image, I believe, will look like some form of a superhero. A bit like what we got towards the end of FIFA 22, where they started releasing like different images and themes around some of the hero cards we had. But these ones are going to be superhero based. But yes, Lucio got released, and got released for two different leagues. Now, this apparently is because the World Cup hero card is going to be from the Bundesliga, and his current hero card should be from Serie A, but they released them both in error. Now, I believe, if I just check Footbin and see if it's got an update for it, basically, that Bundesliga card is going to be the rarest card on the market, because he shouldn't belong in there. Well, so Footbin shows him at Bundesliga, which is strange.
Okay. Odd.
I thought it was going to be the other way round, but yeah, I mean he's over half a mil. Yeah, and now his World Cup card shows Bundesliga as well. So I don't know. Maybe Footbin's got it wrong at the moment. And we're not entirely sure, but or whether they're going to maybe change their stance on it. I did see some speculation that they might just be like, oh, we've messed up. Let's just keep him in the same league for the World Cup hero. But I don't think it was the initial plan. If I actually look and see if there's any of his card available on FIFA at the moment. Ah, yeah, so on the market, it is Serie A only. So basically, the Bundesliga card is going to become the rarest card in FIFA, because I believe there was only about three, And it's a bit like what we had last year with the tradable red picks that went out. Obviously, there was a few more than three, but they were very rare and obviously gave people a chance to own a very rare card for much more of a price if they so wanted to. And I don't doubt that this will be the same, because not only, obviously, is it a rare card, but obviously in terms of chemistry and things this year, you know, those that are running Bundesliga teams would want that one rather than the Serie A one, I suppose. But yeah, that's another thing. Let's touch on it. Whilst we're talking about like SBCs being a little bit broken and things, chemistry is the biggest thing to change. We've now, I wouldn't say we've gotten used to it, but we've sort of seen how it's going to work in SBCs and what we can expect. What are your thoughts so far?
So I think it's a bit of a pain, a little bit, for the challenge SBCs. Now, certain SBCs, they've completely removed chem. Like, say, the upgrade SBCs, there's no chem.
No chemistry points.
Looking at Di Maria today, no chemistry requirements. So you could chuck in whoever you want, wherever you want, as long as you just tick, like, the few requirements, like a certain player from a certain team or a certain nationality.
Yeah.
That's all good. However, it's when you need to hit, like, say, 22 chem or something like that, you have to be using players for that particular position.
Yeah.
So you can't just chuck in anything, unless, obviously, you've met that requirement. Then, like, maybe the last two, maybe three slots, you can then chuck in whatever you want. So for those, like, situations, it's a bit of a pain, but I guess it kind of makes it a little bit of an interesting element for trading perspective as well, because if you can predict what the requirements will be, like say for marquee matchups where it looks like there's definitely going to be chem, so you can pick like certain teams and stuff and pick the certain positions, then you could potentially be quids in.
Yep.
But generally speaking, I think it's a little bit of a pain.
Yeah, I mean, so one of the SBCs that I cashed in on, and when I say cash in, guys, like, we're not a trader by any means. I didn't have hours and hours to spend on trading, but I did see the opportunity for something based on the fact that it kind of ruined my planned SBC, because I'd made an SBC, tried to submit it, it said failed to send, and then basically they changed a SBC that had three centre mids, and they changed the middle centre mid to a CDM in the formation, and that was why it couldn't submit, because basically in somewhere in the algorithm the game was expecting a CDM, but it's not what was showing to be submitted. So they then go and do this, and I was literally wise to it within half an hour, I would say, when it changed. So sure enough, I got on to CDMs and got onto some trading filters on bronzes, and I made a lot of coins from doing that. When I say a lot, it's only like 300 or 400 coins per card, but I turned, like, I think in that first instance I had like 2,500 coins, and I got to like 26k, which, when you think, like, I'm not doing it solidly, that's 24k at 400 coins a go. It's pretty good. Like, what you then do with that coins is how you then make coins. But I definitely see, basically, this is going to set a precedent for FIFA as we go forward on what they plan to do with the SBCs. Like, I don't believe for a second that all the SBCs will be like Di Maria and only have rating and team points. There will be some with chemistry points, so you will have to use certain players and have certain positions. That is going to be a trader's dream, because predictions, or let's say, for instance, the guaranteed positions, so centre-backs, strikers, right-backs, left-backs, them sort of cards are going to become higher in value for those particular SBCs when you need chemistry points than being able to stick in a whole page of goalkeepers. That's just how it is. So it's going to be certainly interesting if they do, like, go with a mix, or whether they are now going to be like, oh, do you know what? You've got to stick loads of 84s in, so your price of 84 rated goalies will rise, because you can now use them in any position to get the criteria. But where before you had to have gotten chemistry, so you needed to pay a little bit more for that right back, you don't have to anymore. So those fodder cards will even out in price, position won't matter, or they'll do what I think they'll do and add chemistry as the game progresses, and then suddenly traders will be making money.
Yes, pretty standard. At the moment, I'm playing one of the new modes at the moment whilst doing this podcast. We've got the moments that have come out.
I'm looking forward to that.
And it's something. I've looked at the rewards that you can get if you want to cash in on your stars that you get from it.
Yeah.
And at the moment, what they have in store, there's an Mbappe loan, one contract, free of charge. Yes. Onto the Mbappe pot. A welcome pack, which is a mix of 12 gold items, players and consumables, three of which will be rare. Gold contract pack for 3 stars. A gold players pack for 20. An ultimate draft token pack. So containing a single ultimate draft token makes it sound more fancy, but it's really not. It's just a draft token pick. Rare consumables pack, 81 to 83 rare rated player pick. And then a jumbo premium gold players pack. It's nothing standout. There's no OP packs. There's no way to grind this early to be like, oh, you can get something sick.
Yeah.
It's not as overpowered as certain people maybe thought it could be at launch. It's not that way, at least currently.
No, and I take it they're untradeable.
I'll see where I can verify.
But say even if they're tradable, I mean, yeah, it's another way to maybe I'll go get a tradable pack where you might pack someone good. But what I want to know about these is, and I don't know whether it's been released or whether it's something we'll be able to find out, is whether you'll be able to carry these stars over. So you'll just be able to build them up. Because really, it seems like right now, to do them, play the game, have a bit of fun, build your stars up, but don't use them on these packs, because these packs are starter packs. So they are just packs that they're giving you for free now, because they don't want to go and give you a 50k pack. And then hold them until, say, one to watch, Rule Breakers, maybe the World Cup Heroes, whatever it is, and then spend them on getting yourself a couple of, you know, decent player packs to add as potential packs to get good players out of. I think using them this early for gold packs, you know, if you're running a Road to Glory and you don't plan on putting any money into the game at all, maybe it's worth doing, but to me, I think hold off, wait, don't use your stars.
Yeah, so I've decided to use my stars for science here, just to check whether they were tradable. I bought the welcome pack for 3 stars, and I can confirm that rewards were tradable. So
that will be tempting.
The other thing is looking at how many stars you can collect as well. To be fair, you might as well spend some of them, because you can have over 150 stars, nearly 200 stars by looks of things across the board. So,
what, from the get-go?
From the get-go, yeah. Because there's 53 from one, then 48 from the Mbappe one, then another 48 from Klopp's Journey, plus there's weekly ones as well, which are given like 7.
Okay.
And then seasonal.
And then milestones and stuff. So, yeah, so like nearly 200 and 64 for the 100k pack. Obviously, you might as well go for that, and then maybe go for a few of the others.
It's not 100k pack, is it?
It's not 100k pack.
It's a jumbo premium gold, wasn't it?
Oh, sorry, I thought it was...
It wasn't jumbo rare premium players pack or whatever.
No,
it was.
Isn't it like valued at like a 40k pack, I think?
I don't know the specific value of it, but yeah, jumbo premium gold players, if I had to guess, yeah, I'd say 25.
It's 7 rare players and then, yeah, the rest are non-rare.
I think it's the alternate version of the 25k pack, so not the rare gold, the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, that is a good pack to do at the start of the game, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially if it turns out to be tradable.
To be fair, whenever I've opened them, I've always had a bit of semi-decent pack luck from those type of packs.
Yeah, they're not bad packs. I don't mind them at all. If they were in the store, there'd be ones that I'd maybe gravitate towards if they were priced nicely. I mean, I'm a fan of a rare Electrum, personally, but I know there is one in the advanced SBCs, and I can't wait to get on that.
So that's all from Ultimate Team today, but there is one last thing we need to touch on, as it's not every day that you see EA transition into TV. But they've decided to introduce AFC Richmond from Ted Lasso into career mode, which has received some interesting responses, as some of the players can be outrageous. I think Jamie Tartt has potential of a 92. So yes. what's your thoughts on this sort of crossover? It's not made it into Ultimate Team, which I'm going to say fortunately.
Oh, without a doubt, because I feel like the world would just implode based on the reaction so far from this. I mean, let's say one thing first of all. This isn't going to affect me, right? Mm. So I don't play this mode. It is not going to affect me in any way. So for that reason, can I have an opinion? Well, I do. But, you know, my opinion in that sense is kind of irrelevant because I don't play the mode. However, those that do career mode YouTube videos or are fans of career mode may not be a fan of this, and I personally am also not a fan of this. It's only because it feels like stepping away from what is, and I want to like use this term loosely because obviously it's not, but basically what is like a reality game made into a fantasy game. So, yes, we get players that are boosted with stats. Yes, they change their, you know, they change their positions. Yes, they do that things. That's all. But they are real players. They are real football players that we can relate to because you support them or you know they are or you follow them, whatever. This is a TV show. So this is a separation away from real life football. I understand what they're trying to do. I understand their reason to branch out. I understand their reasoning to want to try and maybe enhance their market in the US by saying that Ted Lasso is in FIFA. But for me, I was just about okay with the Hunter story when we had that, like taking a player and then sort of using him, and then like I didn't mind that when you put the effort in to do that, that you then got him in Ultimate Team. But this just seems just a little bit too much for me. We're basically like not far off the cusp of you basically putting your own pro club team into FIFA career mode, really. It's like, it's not that different, if you know what I mean.
Maz, what's your take here?
I mean, the problem is it similar to, like, say, the Adidas numbers up, like, last FIFA? It just opens up a can of worms. And you just have to look at this Marvel thing. And you just have to think, what does this mean for the future of this game? And how many more deals with, like, maybe even other TV shows, if there's any other football-related ones out there? Like, is there going to end up being like an all or nothing meets FIFA like promo or something where like if the featured team for that particular season gets to have a couple of boosted players that you can do grind towards on FIFA or something like that? It'd be a bit of an interesting situation with that. But I'm not too fussed about this because, to be fair, if you look at some people, like when they do career mode, they edit like the leagues, they edit teams, like they already do stuff that you can already say is in the realm of fantasy like this. Like some people even try and create their own team, so you can do that. But this is all that it is. It's just rather than you creating it, EA have added it into the game. But yeah, as long as it stays to that, it's fine. It's harmless. It's I guess trying to revitalize career mode a little bit, because I know the career mode fans haven't really enjoyed the game since about FIFA 17, when EA truly put all their eggs into one basket and fully went into the realms of foot. So I guess it's just EA trying to win back a few fans, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like it's like a precursor to EAFC. I feel like it's kind of test. I feel like they're testing the waters on, like, essentially, like it's a survey and we are taking the survey without knowing that we're taking a survey. I think they're looking to see when it comes to the EAFC, what they're going to do as to pushing the boundaries, because obviously they aren't going to have the licensing issues and things that they have now, in terms of being able to have a bit of freedom around players and things like that. So I wonder if they're looking to that and thinking, right, let's just see, like, you know, we'll put this one fantasy team in, see how it goes, and then maybe when we do our version of Ultimate Team for EAFC, who knows, maybe like we'll make it so that people, it can be a bit more customizable. Is that a word? If it isn't, it is now. So that basically you can do more than just change the arena, you can do more than just use kits and stuff that are available. You'll be able to create them, you'll be able to enhance players and maybe have some abilities. I don't think they'd go as far to make like special power-ups and things like that, because I think they've stepped away from that when they had the plus 15 attribute cards and things like that. I don't think that they'd, you know, it's not, and I certainly don't think they're going to go to the realms of like someone's going to be able to shoot a laser out of their arm or anything like that, you know. But I think maybe it's just a way of thinking, well, we'll just see what people like in terms of this crossover between real world football and not, and maybe it's something they're going to look forward to in the future.
I don't really know where we go from there, from talking about shooting lasers from arms. I mean, I
just sort of liken that to like other football games. You know, there's other games where like that, you know, aren't obviously how serious FIFA has been in the last few years, but I do feel like they are trying to step away from like, not how serious FIFA Ultimate Team is, because I think they like the competitive side and that kind of nature to it. But I think that for the everyday user, they're looking to enhance the experience and maybe make it a bit more friendly for those that don't want to play serious. Make it a bit more fun, a bit more jovial, rather than those that are grinding it out for videos, content, or those that are playing it professionally, etc. So that they can just maybe enhance that side of the market. But I obviously, you know, I actually think the first thing that came to my head was like Red Card Soccer. Don't know if you ever played that game. But it was like where, you know, you basically could like run and karate kick someone in the head, and that would just be a tackle, that weren't like a foul. I don't think they're going to get to those crazy kind of realms, but I just think maybe they will just step a little bit into the, well, you can now have a team in Ultimate Team, and like Merz said, with career mode, you can have that player in that team, but you can change his name to whatever you want within reason. I mean, you can't use certain words because EA don't like them.
Yeah, so what I'd say about the AFC Richmond stuff's that I think it's, so long as there's an option to opt out, which I haven't checked if there is, that's probably the safest thing you could do. If people want it in the game, they can. If they don't, they don't have to have it. That I think is the smart thing to do with it. Like how you can have the cash injection at the start of career mode. You can opt for it or you can opt out, would probably be yes. The safe route.
Yeah, so you don't have, so basically what you do is if you want to use Richmond AFC, you basically will change a, you basically take a team already in the game out, basically, and you put them in. Or if you're just like doing, just like you can pick Ted Lasso to be your manager, but then you don't have the club, so you could just be like managing Arsenal, but you're Ted Lasso managing Arsenal, basically.
Okay. So it's a little bit more in that sense, like just basically being his game face, isn't it? And maybe I suppose they might have some pre-made cutscenes and stuff for him to be in. But in that terms of things, it wouldn't affect much. I suppose, yeah, it's more in-game if they plan on, yeah, like if you plan on having the team to replace a team, then obviously you might see some crazy rises in ratings, or you might see some crazy transfer market moves for those players or something. Whereas, yeah, I mean, it still happens in career mode. I have seen it, but yeah, maybe that's okay because it's a real player being sold for 60 mil, even though he's, you know, not that great.
So yeah, that will conclude it for this week on the 3 Foot Tears podcast. Hopefully, once we've had a bit more time to get acclimatized with the game next week, we can touch on a few more topics and maybe some more, I guess, glaring issues of gameplay that we're expecting.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't wait to play my first game and see. Yeah.
But that has been all from me, LAJS, as well as B-Rad and Merzgoth. We will see you next week for another episode. Peace out, guys.
Bye-bye. Cheers, guys.